Canada will soon be dissolved. Mohawk Nation news. Lots is happening, and we need some basic information. March 31st, 2023. October 25th, 2024 is the 100th anniversary of the planned extinction of the Indigenous people. Instead, it will be the celebration of the failure of the plan to, quote, solve the Indian problem. The Pope announced that the doctrine of discovery has been rescinded. He acknowledges and affirms the genocide happened in Canada. Canada supports the Pope's comments through sections 35 and 52 of the Constitution Act of Canada 1982 that the Gayanrikgo is the law of the land and that all Canadian laws are null and void. This is at odds with the enforcement of the Indian Lands Act and the Indian Act. The illegitimate government of Canada has pled guilty to all the genocide, i.e. residential schools, land theft, destruction, and rape of our mother ad nauseam. We're always a natural part of Turtle Island. We have been blocked from taking care of our mother. The doctrine underlies all the land transactions throughout Canada. It led to the increased wealth and power of Europe, which was the foundation for the Industrial Revolution, increased globalization, and capitalism, and neo-capitalism. The colonial power of Canada is corporation number ISO CA3166-1, registered in the Vatican, as are all corporations based on the fraudulent doctrine of discovery. Indian Affairs is a department of the Army, and the war will never end until the military government of Canada is neutralized. Canada is a corporation owned by a few banking families that claim to own every municipality throughout Turtle Island and through the birth certificates of every child born in Canada. The greatest form of slavery is when the slaves believe they're free. 500 plus reserves were created as prisoner of war camps on October the 25th, 1924, Indian Lands Act. The end of the 100-year plan of our demise is now over. We will be free and Canada will be dissolved. Canada is a corporate operation masquerading as a country. The Montevideo Convention of 1932 sets out the criteria for a true country, which must have its own language, culture, and land. Canada has none of these. They're here to exploit all our natural resources. All these criminals and their families who take oaths to the King of England must be immediately arrested and excommunicated from our land. We never invited them here. All immigrants must ask us for our permission to come here and live amongst us under the law of the land as caretakers of all Turtle Island for future generations through nature, truth, and justice. The multi-generational invaders can never become indigenous to this land they call Canada. They must adhere to the indigenous law of peace. The Gayanrikgo is the law of the land. The usurpers rely on the law of the water, the Admiralty laws. All courts in Canada are private corporations under Admiralty law of the seas. Gayanrikgo will never recognize Canada. This law has been applied in Canada militarily to hold Indigenous people in place and forcefully assert their Admiralty jurisdiction on us so the Crown can plunder our resources. They need to halt their ecocidal assault on our Mother Earth now. Canada is going to be accountable for the crime of genocide. In other words, Canada is an illegal entity that is based on genocide and theft, and the penalty must be dissolution of Canada. Our planned celebration of the end of Canada will be October the 25th, 2024, exactly 100 years after the Minister of Indian Affairs proclaimed the, quote, 100-year plan to be rid of the Indian problem, close quote. Germany and the world did not reconcile with the Nazis. Gayanrikgo can never reconcile with genocide. These are truths. Canada must account for these truths. Tokinigo. Donovan sings about the first land out of the water, Onuwarege, Turtle Island, and the first humans to come on the earth, us. The continent of Atlantis was an island which lay before the great flood in the area we now call the Atlantic Ocean. So great an area of land that from her western shores, those beautiful sailors journeyed to the South and North America with ease, in their ships with painted sails, to the East Africa was a neighbor across a short strait of sea miles. The great Egyptian age is but a remnant of the Atlantean culture. The antediluvian kings colonized the world. All the gods who played in the mythological dramas, in all legends, from all lands, were from far Atlantis. Knowing her fate, in Atlantis sent out ships to all corners of the earth. On board were the 12, the poet, the physician, the farmer, the scientist, the magician, and the other so-called gods of our legends, though gods they were. And as the elders of our time chose to remain blind, let us rejoice and let us sing and dance and ring in the new Hail Atlantis. Tokinigu, nyawako azizu wa dahumsade.